Should I roll? All right. Hi, guys. How are we doing? Hope everybody had a good weekend and ready for week 2 of the preseason. I know we're excited about the next opportunity. We did some good things the other night, but obviously you, at the end of the day, if you give up a punt return or a kickoff return or anything for a touchdown, you lose the special teams battle. So that's the way we're looking at it. Again, we did some good things. We got to build on those, but we have to eliminate the big plays from our opponents. And, you know, going forward, that's what we have to do. That's been our focus so far this week. Well, first of all, Jeff, who had been punting well, and he actually really, really punted well the other night, and I was very happy with that, other than that punt. 61-yard punt, 4 or 5 hang time. A lot of people think that's a great punt. It's really not. You're out-kicking your coverage. You're putting them our coverage in a situation where we got to cover further than we normally do. And then secondly, we had a lot of guys free to the ball. We had 5 missed tackles, and we just can't have that. I mean, we talk about tackling all the time. 4 of those 5 are offensive players, so obviously, you know, we've been emphasizing tackling with our offensive players because they don't do it very often, and we got to keep doing that going forward because that was a totally unacceptable play. We had literally 5 people had their hands on him. 2 people had him wrapped up, and he still got out. It was a great individual effort by the Erickson kid. He did a good job.
With the restrictions on practice time, how hard is it to teach, you know, a running back or a wide receiver to how to tackle?
Oh, yeah, we have enough time, Matt. We have plenty of time to get that done, and you know, it is a focus, and obviously I didn't do a good enough job with those guys, and they didn't do a good enough job of executing it. So going forward, we're going to continue our focus on that and don't have a lot of time this week because if it's a short week, we have plenty of time before San Diego. We have 10 days, but, you know, we just can't have missed tackles like that. And our emphasis has always been don't wait around for someone else to make the play. You make the play. If you're in a position to make the play, don't wait for someone. Don't say, oh, I'm just going to leverage it and hopefully someone else shows up. That's not our philosophy. And obviously, we learned the hard way. That's you know, not the way to do things. So we're going to keep our, you know, make sure that these guys do it the right way and continue to emphasize our fundamentals and techniques in that when we get in those spots.
Have you seen anything specific from Jake Gaines that makes him an asset?
You know, Jake's very smart. He's a good tackler. He's one of the ones who didn't miss a tackle. He got bumped off. But he is he's going to put himself in the right spots to make himself successful. You know, he's very inexperienced, obviously, on special teams, but he's worked very hard to get that experience.
A lot of talk on the outside, of course, is going to be Seattle and the way last season ended. Do you think that part of it is in the players' minds, or does it cross your mind at all?
Not at all. It's completely new season. I can understand why people would think that, but at the end of the day, we've long since moved on, and Blair's had a phenomenal camp. He's stronger than he was a year ago. He's kicking off well. He's kicking field goals well. I'm excited about this year. No, it was so hot. I was holding my breath most of that first half. He didn't hit it great, but he hit it well enough. You know what I mean? And he didn't try to crush it. Sometimes when you try to crush it, you pull it left. And he just lined up there and did his deal, and it went over. And, you know, obviously Blair being a perfectionist, he wanted that to be perfect through, you know, middle of the net. But I told him, hey, it was still worth 3 points. It was a big 3 points for us. It was a great situation. Coach Zimmer talks about situational football all the time. You know, they kicked off, they kicked the touchback. We drove down with the 3 timeouts and then kicked the 51-yarder with 4 seconds left. I mean, you have to do things like that to win football games in the NFL, and that was a great, basically, training session for our guys, and they responded very well. He had already made a PAT. He crushed the first PAT, and next PAT he hit it hard, pulled it a little bit, but hit it hard, and he kicked off very well, so I thought he had a great night.
Like, are you kind of in wait-and-see mode on the new touchback rule and how to approach that?
Yeah, we experimented with it a little bit the other night. We're going to continue to experiment on the different type of kicks, how deep we want it, how much hang time do we want it. You know, going indoors we'll be able to control some of those things, so I'm excited. It's a new strategy. You know, we had some strategy the other night, and it really worked in our favor. Our last kickoff, I know he muffed it, but he picked it up right away. We tackled him at the 13-yard line. It was a great kick, you know, outside the numbers, 3-yard line. I think he had a 4-3 hang time. So those are the type of things that Blair can do to help our kickoff team, to help the field position. And, again, it's going to be based on who we're playing, the time of the game, the situation of the game, et cetera.
My coach Zimmer was talking yesterday about the difference in scoring probability when you start from 20 to 20. 25. What? How big of a difference is it?
No, I don't know the percentage has been per se, but I know there is a big difference. And I think every head coach is going to, you know, look at it differently. He's a defensive head coach, and he knows that 5 yards is a big deal. Some other coaches may not, but I think it's a big deal. I think there's, you know, when you play great quarterbacks like we have in our division, you play Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, just our situation, we started at the 25-yard line at the end of the first half. You know, Sean did a great job of engineering that two-minute drill. You give Aaron Rodgers the ball at the 25 as opposed to the 20, 19, 18, I think that's a big difference. Plus, when there's 7 seconds left, you kick it, and they make them return it, there's 7, 8, 9 seconds that go off the clock. So all those things are factors that, you know, we think about and that keeps me up at night, and it's going to be make it fun for the new rule.
How much did that new rule go into increased reps with Blair trying to, you know, hit it high?
We actually started back in the spring and working on the indoor facility, sometimes out here when it wasn't too windy in the spring. But, you know, having 9 games indoors is really going to benefit us, and we'll probably be able to do our the techniques and the, you know, the philosophy that we want to have on Sundays. We're going to keep working in practice and see where we're at, and keep working in during the preseason games to see where we're at.
But it did ramp up those reps with that kind of kick.
Instead of just bombing away?
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, sure did. Sure did. Where'd y'all come from? This is great. Look at the big crowd. Even Chris is here. Any more?
All right. Thanks,
guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.